from Viveka Chudamani, The Crest Jewel of Discrimination. The man who is attached to the real becomes real. Page 137. Just repeating it to all of us. The man who is attached to the real becomes real. The man who is attached to the real becomes real. From the unreal lead us to the real. From darkness lead us to light. From mortality lead us to immortality. O Rudra, with thy compassionate face protect us thou. The truth of the Paramatma is extremely subtle. Repeat.
The truth of the Paramatma is extremely subtle.
And cannot be reached by the gross, outgoing tendency of the mind. Repeat all of us.
And cannot be controlled by the gross, outgoing tendency of the mind.
And cannot be reached by the gross, outgoing tendency of the mind.
Sit down if you want to.
It is only accessible to noble souls with perfectly pure minds. Repeat. It is only accessible to noble souls with perfectly pure minds. It is only accessible to noble souls with perfectly pure minds. All together we'll repeat. Like a prayer. It is only accessible to noble souls with pure, with perfectly pure minds. With? Not only pure, perfectly pure minds. By means of samadhi. By means of? Samadhi is bliss. That's why we say in a spoon. Otherwise also it will not be benefiting. God is listening, anyhow. Brought on by an extraordinary firmness of the mental state.
Brought on by an extraordinary firmness of the mental state.
Brought on by an extraordinary fineness of the mental state.
Brought on by an extraordinary fineness of the mental state.
Self is ever of the nature of indivisible knowledge.
The Supreme Self is ever of the nature
of indivisible knowledge. One without a second.
One without a second.
The witness of the buddhi.
The witness of the buddhi.
You see, witness of the intellect, isn't it?
Hmm?
Well, watching your intellect, how it makes you become playing, doing monkey business and correcting it, isn't it? The witness of the buddhi and the rest, distinct from the gross and subtle, the implied meaning of the term and idea, the embodied of inward eternal bliss.
Self-realization
is obscured.
his obscure,
by innumerable desires,
by innumerable desires,
for things other than the self,
for things other than the self,
when they have been destroyed,
when they have been destroyed,
by constant attachment to self,
by constant attachment to self,
the Atma clearly manifests itself of its own accord.
The Atma clearly manifests itself of its own accord.
That's it. Vivekā Chūdamani, page 107, verse 275. Listen well. The desire for self-realization is obscured by innumerable desires for things other than the self. For things
other than the self.
When they have been destroyed by constant attachment to self, the Atma clearly manifests itself of its own accord. Of what? Of whose accord? Yes, you see, we don't invoke here. When we come here, bliss manifests itself, you know? Just like light is there and there are mirrors everywhere, reflection. Everywhere is lit, isn't it? It's bliss. Whole body is become bliss. The veil that hides truth vanishes only when the reality is fully realized. The veil that hides truth vanishes only when the reality is fully realized. Thence follow the destruction of false knowledge and the cessation of misery, brought about by its distracting influence. Once again together. The veil that hides truth vanishes only when the reality is fully realized. Then for the destruction of false knowledge and the cessation of misery brought about by its distracting influence. Know, O wise men, dispassion and discrimination. The extremely dispassionately man alone has samadhi.
8.14.
Know, O wise men.
Dispassion and discrimination.
Page 142, verse 375. The extremely dispassionately man alone has samadhi. And the man of samadhi alone
gets steady realization.
And the man of samadhi alone
gets steady realization.
The man who has realized the truth is alone free.
From bondage.
And only the free soul experiences eternal bliss. Once again, know, O wise man.
Dispassion and discrimination.
The extremely dispassionately man alone has samadhi.
And the man of samadhi alone gets steady realization.
The man who has realized the truth
The man who has realized the truth
is alone free from bondages.
Is alone free from bondages.
And only the free soul
experiences
eternal bliss.
Eternal bliss.
Viveka Chudamani, page 142, verse 375. These are little jots here and there before we read. But they are all beautiful, hundreds of them. This will be for next few time that you are getting it already here. Therefore, Viveka Chudamini, page 1 to 4 earlier, verse 3 to 7. Therefore, one should give up reflecting on the sense
one
objects,
should give up reflecting on the sense objects,
which is the root,
which is the root
of all mischief.
Of all mischief.
He who is completely aloof,
who is completely aloof,
even while living, is alone aloof. After the dissolution of the body. I keep telling you, if you make mistake in your past life, you are still making mistake over and over, isn't it? You stop all this now, then you will stop everything, isn't it? Therefore, one should give up reflecting on the sense objects, which is the root of all mischief. Repeat, he who is completely aloof.
Even while living.
Is alone aloof.
After the dissolution of the body.
Viveka Chudamani, page 107, when the kitchen was behind Garuda Purana. Verse 275. The desire for self-realization is obscured by innumerable desires for things other than the self. Isn't it? We read this.
Mm-hmm.
When they have been destroyed by constant attachment to the self, the Atma clearly manifests itself of its own accord. That was good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We did go through that. The yogi's mind dies being constantly fixed on his own self, then follows the cessation of desires. The yogi's mind dies being constantly fixed on his own self. Thence follows the cessation of desires. As the mind becomes gradually established in the inmost self,
it
proportionately gives up the desire for external objects. And when all such desires
have been eliminated,
there takes place the unobstructed realization of the Atma. As the mind becomes gradually established in the inmost self, it proportionally gives up the desire for external objects. And when all such desires have been eliminated, there takes place the unobstructed realization of the Atma. Thank you. external world is shut out. The mind is cheerful.
The mind is cheerful.
And cheerfulness of the mind brings on the vision of Paramatma. What brings on the vision of Paramatma?
Cheerfulness of the mind.
When it is perfectly realized, the chain of birth and death is broken.
Hence,
the shutting out of the external world. Is the stepping stone to liberation. Page 127, verse 3-5, Vika Damani. External world is shut out. The mind is cheerful, and cheerfulness of the mind brings on the vision of Paramatma. When it is perfectly realized, the chain of birth and death is broken. Hence, the shutting out of the external world is the stepping stone to liberation. All this been told to you last night in a nutshell. Yeah? Huh?
Yes.
Here, God's voice is the essence of Viveka Chudamini. Huh? You are so lucky to have been prematurely broken the shell, make forced to be guest to eat, giving up the fruit of desert. Beyond the desert, you know, two sisters, there's seven sisters. Kali, Durga, Brahmani, you know, Saraswati, Lakshmi, four, you know, five, six, there's seven. Oh, mother of Ganesha, Sarada, Mani, Sarada, Mani, Devi, Christ 12, Sarada. Hmm? Sarada Mai is known as Sarada Mani, same like Viveka Chudamani. Hmm. Well, onwards we'll open one more. Let's see. I'll open a page for you which we haven't even read. It's blank. A child plays with its toys, forgetting hunger and bodily pains, which is not even read. Exactly so does the man of realization. Takes pleasure in reality without ideas of I or mine and is happy. Men of realization have their food without anxiety or humiliation by begging, and their drink from the water of rivers. They live freely and independently and sleep without fear. Fear because of the identification with Brahman, the one without second. In cremation grounds or forest, their clothing may be the quarters themselves, which need no washing and drying or any bark. The earth is their bed. They roam in the avenue of Vedanta, while the pastime is in the supreme Brahman. Roaming among the grove of Vedanta. Yesterday we told you to go to meet Shiva, isn't it? In the Banaras of your body, isn't it? And where, demand where your grave is. By force, demand, unexpectedly, isn't it? See how man of realization has to start living, eh? See, this is not even read, we told you. It's not even marked. Established in the ethereal plane of absolute knowledge, he wanders in the world, sometimes like a madman, sometimes like a child, and at other times like a ghoul, a ghost. Having no other clothes on his person except the quarters, or sometimes wearing clothes or perhaps skins at other times, you know? He wanders in the world sometimes like a madman, isn't it? Mad but sane. Full of Vedanta. Oh well, we'll read on words.
asylum of divine madness. There is a hospital. All great gurus have gone mad. So patient, the relatives of devotees coming to see the guru, all locked. So this is like this. You're mad enough to come to see your ancestors. They were mad, you also mad to peep. They won't become. They're going to give everyone, whoever approached Guru is going to break a coconut in their name. So they also break their head and find the milk of devotion, the ocean of devotion, ocean of immortality there. Even wise men can suddenly destroy egoism after it has once become strong. Barring those who are perfectly calm through the nirvikalpa samadhi. The highest kind of samadhi in which all relative ideas are transcended and the Atma is realized as it is, the term has been already explained. Desires are verily the effect of innumerable births. Desires are?
Innumerable births.
I keep telling you. Maybe you fail in one verse, you still do. Root it out. Eradicate it from the very root, isn't it? Just don't suppress it. Eradicate it, burn it, you know? Maybe no one was in your previous verse. That's why it's still sprouting, isn't it? As you sow, so you reap, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So let someone who is strong eradicate it, isn't it? It is extremely difficult to conquer the projecting power unless the veiling power is perfectly rooted out. To conquer the projecting power in your mind you want to do, unless the veiling power is perfectly rooted out. And that covering over the Atma naturally vanishes when the subject is perfectly distinguished from the objects, like milk from water. But the victory is undoubtedly complete and free from obstacle when there is no oscillation of the mind due to unreal sense object. Unreal, ascertaining the truth through his illuminative insight. Through what?
Illuminative insight.
And realizing his own self, which is knowledge absolute, gets rid of the obstructions and directly attains peace. The one without a second is realized by means of the nirvikalpa samadhi, then the heart's knot of ignorance is totally destroyed.
From the bondage of transmigration.
Attaining samadhi.
Have merged.
The objective world.
The sense organs. The mind.
Nay, the very ego.
In the Atma.
The knowledge absolute.
Knowledge.
And none else.
None else.
Who but double in the second hand talks. Which means, but double means reading them from books, etc. None else. The man who is attached to the real becomes real through his one-pointed devotion. True?
His one-pointed devotion.
Reflection should be considered 100 times superior to hearing, and meditation 100,000 times superior even to reflection. But the Nirvikalpa Samadhi is infinite in its result, and therefore bears no comparison with them. He who is in bliss transcends even 1,000 meditation. Eh? Eh?
From meditation.
No, your meditation, our meditation, because meditation leads to that.
Meditation leads to that.
To the samadhi, isn't it? But he who is already in samadhi without meditation is not is superior. 100,000 times superior even to reflection, you know, or meditation. Meditation is 100,000 times superior even to reflection. But samadhi is incomparable, you know? There's no comparison. In the case of an aspirant, unless both are there, none can, with the help of either one, reach the creeper of liberation that grows, as it were, on the top of an edifice. Discriminate this supreme truth, the real nature of the self, which is bliss and diluted, and shaking off thy delusion created by thy own mind, created by thine
own mind.
Be free and illumine, and attain the consummation of thy life. Illumine, that literally awaken, that is, from this unreal dream of duality. From this
unreal dream of duality.
Not only dream, but of
unreal
duality. I am Narayana, the slayer of Naraka. I am the destroyer of Tripura, the demon of the innumerable three cities destroyed by Shiva. The supreme being, the ruler, I am knowledge absolute, the witness of everything. I have no other ruler but myself. I am devoid of the ideas of I and mine. In me, the ocean of infinite bliss, the wave of the universe are created and destroyed by the playing of the wind of Maya. Blessed am I, have attained the consummation of my life, and I am free from the clutches of transmigration. I am the essence of eternal bliss. I am infinite all through thy mercy. I am unattached, I am disembodied, I am free from the subtle body, and in decaying, I am serene, I am infinite, I am changeless and eternal. I am indeed indifferent from the seer, listener, speaker, doer, and experiencer even. I am the essence of knowledge, eternal. All this I is good. I am not the doer, I am not the experiencer. I am changeless and beyond activity. I am the essence of pure knowledge. All this I is good, is not ego. I am absolute, I am identified with eternal good. I am neither this nor that, but the supreme, the illuminer of both. I am indeed Brahman, the one without a second. Devoid, pure, devoid of interior or exterior and infinite. I am indeed Brahman, the one without a second, matchless, the reality that has no beginning beyond such imagination as thou and I, or this or that, the essence, eternal bliss, the truth. I am Narayana. I alone reside as knowledge in all being. Mind with pure knowledge of Brahman. I feed my soul with love, and my heart, body, and soul is bathed in the constant remembrance of him. Kedarnath, 5/4/1988. When the mind thus purified by constant practice is merged in Brahman, by what? Then samadhi passes on from the savikalpa to the nirvikalpa stage and leads directly to the realization of the bliss of Brahman, the one without a second. Page 139, verse 362.
What is the savikalpa?
Savikalpa is a kind of jaga samadhi which you have no consciousness, like, you know, you go in a kind of nirvikalpa, you come back, you see God, you come back with this knowledge. Savikalpa, you've been in deep sleep, you don't even remember your dream.
So it's like sleep?
Similar,
but not in sleep.
No, it's a kind of trance, jaga, inert trance, you know? You go in trance, but you have no consciousness.
Nirvikalpa samadhi?
No, nirvikalpa is
highest. I know, oh yeah, but... So you say cervikalpa is like a sleep trance. Without even remembering
you
were asleep.
No feeling, no knowledge. You see? But one must not get deluded. There's a lot of kind of samadhi.
Yeah, right. The nirvikalpa, you don't come back from.
If you're commissioned, you come back, you know? If the commissioner, high commissioner, commission you in different state, you know, then you may come. Ordinary soul do not come back. But soul who has got a commission from God, like Isvarakoti.
Do ordinary souls
past after 3 days, 9 days, 12 days, 21 days, eh?
But do ordinary souls attain Nirvikalpa Samadhi?
But they don't come back to tell you. That's why you don't know about them. Once they attain, they touch this, the doll touch the ocean, become one with the ocean. Nobody knows what is the depth, isn't it? Eh? Some come back to tell you how it is. Some ordinary soul, yes. Some perfect, some last birth, you know. Some in this birth, some a few more births. Saradadevi said, isn't it? He said, if I liberate everybody in this life, it will snap, isn't it? I won't be able to do much good, isn't it? My health will snap. I'll give up the body much earlier, isn't it? So much power is taken out of her and give, isn't it? For liberation, it's not a bargain or something, a business. God is his business, it's her business, that's all, you know? Giving liberation is not easy. Bringing million lives, million kalpa even, into one life. Ask anyone else to do that who's able to do it. What time is it now? Meditation time? 6 o'clock?
Probably. 6 o'clock.